friends, it's time to get back to basics. Basic blocking and tackling. Telling the truth. Looking for facts. Asking real questions. It's what we do here. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a Virginia police officer suspended for doing his job and calling an ICE agent for a warrant involving an illegal alien in a car accident. Now he's kicked off the force, at least for now. We'll talk about it. Number two, the biggest debate ever held is on tap for October 15th. 12 candidates have qualified under the new tighter rules, meaning it will be a complete mess, and there won't be much time for anything real to actually happen. But hey, it could be amusing and fun, and I'll have popcorn to share. Number one, I wonder if during the debate the conversation will turn to letting your kids cash in big on your foreign connections while working for the U.S. government. Or if they'll discuss Adam Schiff lying about having direct contact with a so-called whistleblower, who is more and more like a disgruntled employee, is what that looks like. So, hey, hey, ho, ho, Adam Schiff has got to go. Isn't that what the Democrats do? Hey, hey, ho, ho, Adam Schiff has got to go. Have a protest in the streets, everybody. You get the Adam Schiff shuffle. The point of the matter is, based on what we know now, there is zero credibility to any of this. We learned yesterday in reporting from the New York Times, yes, believe it or not, the New York Times, that an aide for Adam Schiff had conversations with this so-called whistleblower days before a complaint was ever filed. In fact, after the conversations with the whistleblower, the aide, and we don't know how many conversations. We don't know much. We know there were conversations and communications, and the basic outline of the complaints were shared with the aide of Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. What a stretch that is. And so days later, on the 12th of August, the complaint is filed. Somewhere in the days leading up to the complaint being filed, at the same time, this whistleblower, this CIA agent, is talking to Schiff's aide or aides. The rules are changed about direct evidence and direct knowledge to then allow hearsay and gossip, if you will. So everything changed, or we need to know. And by the way, Devin Nunes moving to demand that all of the information connected to the change of the rules in the whistleblower statute be preserved. Because it's just all too convenient that Adam Schiff's aide is talking to the whistleblower long before the whistleblower actually files a document. And during somewhere in that same time frame, the rules are changed because the whistleblower has no direct knowledge. It was all hearsay, talking to colleagues and other people, had no direct knowledge whatsoever. So the New York Times comes out and reports this. And why is this so important? Well, it's important because 5 weeks later or more, 5 to 6 weeks after Schiff's aide spoke directly with the whistleblower, at least once, maybe numerous times, directed them to an attorney connected to the Clinton family, 5 weeks later, Adam Schiff goes on MSNBC. He is asked about the whistleblower. Have they talked to him? This is on MSNBC on the 17th of September. Remember, the complaint was filed on the 12th of August, 5 weeks previous, and days before that, Schiff's aide was talking to the whistleblower, apparently helping them get their story together, to pull it all together, then to get an attorney involved, which violates whistleblower protocol as well. But let's hear it. Bite number one from Adam Schiff, September 17th, 2019 on MSNBC. Bite one. Go.
A couple questions here on this whistleblower front. First off, have you heard from the whistleblower? Do you want to hear from the whistleblower? What protections could you provide to the whistleblower? And then you also said that the DNI is refusing to turn over this stuff, citing a request from a higher authority. The insinuation left, at least for me and others, was that the president himself had intervened. Is that the insinuation you sought to provide? And if so, what basis do you have for making that insinuation?
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to, but I'm sure the whistleblower has concerns that he has not been advised, as the law requires, by the Inspector General or the Director of National Intelligence, just as to how he is to communicate with Congress.
We have not talked directly with the whistleblower. We know now that they have. The aide to Schiff, the one so far to come forward and admit it, admitted to the New York Times that, yes, they had, in fact, talked to the whistleblower and talked about the framework of their concerns or their allegations or whatever he is alleging occurred. even though he had no direct knowledge of the whistleblower, of anything that went on. And I say he because everybody else is referring to the whistleblower as he, him right now. So there you go. There's his pronoun, he, him. At least we got that done. Warning signs for Joe Biden as a result of all of this. Warning signs for Joe Biden as a result of all of this. Let me give you some examples from this morning. The president's job approval rating, according to a Hill-Harris X poll, is up to 49%, the highest it's been. Interesting, isn't it? The highest it's been, and this is before, this poll was taken before the revelations that Adam Schiff was directly involved with the whistleblower and crafting what they had to say prior to it being filed. This is prior to Adam Schiff lying on MSNBC about having any direct knowledge or contact with the whistleblower, which I'm going to consider his aide being direct contact from his office to the whistleblower, and so should you. And then let's look at some other polls. This is the Real Clear Politics polling that's out there from Monmouth. A brand new poll shows Elizabeth Warren up by 3 over Joe Biden, 28-25. Bernie Sanders, prior to his heart event yesterday, Bernie Sanders, if you missed it, had a heart event, had 2 stents put in yesterday. Says he's doing fine, but his campaign events have been canceled temporarily. We expect him on the stage, though, on the 15th of October, a week from this coming Tuesday. In another poll released yesterday, an Economist YouGov poll, Elizabeth Warren is up by 6 points, 28-22, over Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders stagnant at 13. And then after that, everybody else. It seems that Mayor Pete has slid into 4th place pretty much everywhere. Kamala Harris in 5th place, and then all the rest. And all of the, there's going to be a dozen of these people. I don't even know who made the list. I'll look that up in a bit. But a dozen of these people will be on the stage come a week from Tuesday, October 15th, for the next Democrat debate. And honestly, what will you get out of it? I'll tell you who's come up in the polls a lot. That's Tulsi Gabbard. You know, and it's important to note, like, she's running in 5th place in the latest New Hampshire primary poll after she effectively destroyed any hope that Kamala Harris had of ever being president. Tulsi Gabbard has continued to rise in the polls some, does not support impeachment, considers it to be ridiculous. But anyhow, as you look at some of the job approval numbers that are out today, the Hill-Harris poll, 49%, Rasmussen at 48%, a couple of lower polls, the Reuters poll, 41%, seems to be a bit of an outlier. But the president continues to perform well in these difficult times for him, and there is no question. There is no question now that it has been revealed that Adam Schiff was involved with what can only be described as a political setup. How else would you describe this? His office was directly involved with the whistleblower days before any complaint was ever filed. How else would you look at that? I think Adam's got some splaining to do. Anyhow, we'll continue on with this conversation. I told you I wouldn't bludgeon you with it. But when there's big developments like this, we have no choice. Richard Ebling straight ahead, the professor, right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
An entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.